From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. The city of Fulton is asking its residents what they want out of their parks. The city's Parks and Recreation Department is working on a 10-year master plan to improve its facilities, and they want people's opinions on what those improvements should be. Mayor Leroy Benton says that the city is focused on expansion.
Our current facilities are in pretty good shape, and we feel pretty good about where they are. Where we can expand is things that I think we need to hear from the community on, and of course, that's one of the reasons why we're going through this.
A 10-question survey will be up on the city's website for another month. It includes questions aimed at giving park officials an idea of what changes citizens would like to see. Officials say construction on Kansas City's downtown streetcar project is nearly 50% complete and is on track to finish this fall. But the vehicles will undergo months of testing before passengers can start boarding. It's likely that the streetcars won't be open to the public until early 2016. The Kansas City Star reported several small businesses say water and sewer work related to the construction project has inconvenienced customers for 9 months, affecting their bottom line. However, the executive director of the Kansas City Streetcar Authority and a spokeswoman for the Kansas City Streetcar Constructors say crews have worked hard to keep the impact of construction work minimal. They say the most destructive street work is nearly finished. The African Children's Choir performed for a large crowd in Columbia in a benefit concert. Boonslick Chordbusters hosted the concert at the First Baptist Church off of East Broadway. Proceeds went directly to the African Children's Choir. Boonslick Chordbusters music director David Carlisle says he thought Wednesday night's concert was spectacular.
The African Children's Choir was singing in a lot of different languages that folks here don't know. But you didn't have to understand the words to understand what the song was about and what was being communicated. And the energy level in the room was just off the charts.
The African Children's Choir is scheduled to tour for the rest of this year. Over the years, they've had the privilege to perform for such artists as Paul McCartney and Annie Lennox. The touring choir will also be making an appearance in the upcoming Warner Brothers feature Pan, starring Hugh Jackman, coming out this summer. A cannabis extract that some parents believe may help treat seizures experienced by their children with epilepsy may be available in Missouri this year. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the Missouri Department of Agriculture last week issued permits for two companies to grow cannabis under a state law allowing some epilepsy patients to obtain an extract from cannabis plants. The extract legalized in Missouri must have low amounts of THC and high amounts of cannabidiol or CBD, which is the component parents believe helps ease seizures. Families have moved to Colorado and other states where the extract is available for their children. One of the growers licensed by the state says the extract may be available by September. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.